from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. This is Rahma on the mic, who will be presenting you various updates, information, programs, music, everything's taking you closer to Indonesia. From the news, we'll be continuing with quotes of the day. And also we have interesting programs such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voanews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, and also shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government sends emergency aid to 3 disaster-hit provinces. Indonesia strengthens economic foundation ahead of year-end. Now, the news in detail. The Indonesian Ministry of Public Works reported that at least 4 bridges were cut off and 20 road sections were buried by landslides in affected areas across Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. Deputy Minister of Public Works Diana Kusumawati revealed it after a limited meeting at the National Disaster Management Agency office in Jakarta on Thursday. She explained that the assessment of infrastructure damage is still ongoing because rainfall has not fully subsided. However, she assured that teams in the field remain on standby and response efforts will be accelerated once the weather improves and heavy equipment can reach the affected locations.
The rain has not stopped it until now, and hopefully it will end today because according to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, the tropical cyclone has already dissipated. We also hope our heavy equipment will finally be able to reach the affected locations.
The deputy minister added that heavy equipment have been deployed in North Sumatra, Aceh, and West Sumatra. She noted that the unpredictable weather remains a challenge for operators to reach landslide points and reopen key road access.
The rain has not stopped it until now, and hopefully it will end today because according to the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, the tropical cyclone has already dissipated. We also hope our heavy equipment will finally be able to reach the affected locations.
The Indonesian government has deployed another round of disaster relief assistance to 3 affected provinces, Aceh, North Sumatra and West Sumatra. On Friday morning, the deployment was carried out under the direct instruction of President Prabowo Subianto, who since the onset of the disaster has ordered all relevant institutions to respond promptly and support affected communities. Anissa Audrita has the full report.
The Indonesian government dispatched the latest batch of humanitarian assistance to 3 affected provinces, Aceh, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra, by air from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Base in Jakarta Friday morning, 28 November 2025. The update was delivered by Cabinet Secretary Teddy Indrawijaya in a media briefing following the departure of the aircraft.
Jadi pagi ini.
So this morning, at approximately 7:30 a.m., 4 aircraft departed under the direct instruction of the President issued last night. The deployment includes 3 Hercules transport aircraft and 1 A400, which arrived earlier this month to deliver assistance to the 3 affected provinces.
Satu pesawat A400 yang awal bulan ini tiba di tanah air untuk terbang ke 3 provinsi yang terdampak bencana.
He further stated that the delivery was conducted based on consolidated assessments between the central government and regional administrations to ensure alignment with the situation on the ground.
Jadi hari ini diberangkatkan.
So the items deployed today include approximately 150 emergency tents, 64 inflatable rescue pods essential for evacuation, power generators, and around 100 communication devices to help restore connectivity. In addition, ready-to-eat meals, medical personnel from the Indonesian military and the Minister of Health, as well as essential medicines, have also been dispatched.
Makanan siap saji, kemudian tim medis dari TNI, kemudian juga dari Kementerian Kesehatan.
He reiterated that safeguarding affected communities and addressing their immediate needs remain the government's highest priority in ongoing disaster response efforts. Anissa Audrita, Voice of Indonesia.
For aircraft dispatch as Indonesia sends emergency aid to 3 disaster-hit provinces. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Airlangga Hartarto announced 2 strategic steps taken by the government to strengthen economic foundation and drive growth ahead of the year end. The steps include strengthening financial inclusion and literacy as well as accelerating spending. Kiki Purba has the details.
Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Herlangga Hartarto, in a first statement in Jakarta on Thursday, said that the President Prabowo Subianto had given directions to strengthen the financial health of the community. This was followed up with plan to form a special council.
Bapak Presiden meminta agar di
The President has requested the formation of a national council related to financial welfare or financial health. This is to complement or improve the National Council for Inclusive Finance, the NKI.
Dewan Nasional Keuangan Inklusif, DNKI.
He added that this step aimed to promote financial literacy education and prepare open financial data. In addition, the coordinating minister also reported on the government's efforts to accelerate economic growth by accelerating spending by ministry and institutions.
Bahwa pertumbuhan ekonomi itu terkait dengan
economic growth is related to the acceleration of spending. Large ministries and institutions are already at around 70%, and it is hoped that by the end of the year they will reach 95%. This includes the president's flagship programs, which will continue to be accelerated.
Termasuk program-program unggulan Bapak Presiden.
To stimulate public consumption, Coordinating Minister Erlangga also detailed transportation discount incentive ranging from trains, sea transportation to airplane ticket with discount of between 13 until 30%, which are targeted to boost spending by up to $6.97 billion at the beginning of the year. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Germany have launched a 5-year strategic partnership, namely in circular, to accelerate Indonesia's shift from a linear economy to a sustainable circular model. Dika has the details.
In circular project signing event was held at Jakarta on Thursday. This 5-year project is a collaboration between the Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning and the German Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development. The Deputy of Food Affairs, Natural Resources and Environment for the Ministry of National Development Planning, Leonardo Teguh Sambodo, said this collaboration aims to address challenges in Indonesia, such as overflowing landfills and a shortfall in recycling feedstock. The implementation will be focused in 3 pilot provinces, East Java, Bali, and Jakarta, which relatively are densely populated. He also added that there are 3 material flows in the circular project, namely packaging, e-waste, and residue. These flows represent the vision of pioneers to pursue a closed-loop value chain and a circular economy ecosystem.
We have a high hope that this will increase Indonesia's economic growth and green job creation while preserving the sustainable environment. To conclude, as we look ahead The path to a sustainable future depends on strong policy alignment that sets clear direction and shared responsibility.
Head of Division Southeast Asia German Federal Ministry for Economic Development Cooperation Andreas Forster highlighted the cooperation between two countries in waste management as a great economic opportunity. He noted that Germany's circular economy generates an annual revenue of about 100 billion euros.
Reforming waste management and enhancing a circular economy is key to increase the resource efficiency and decrease resource dependencies, as well as growing the economy. However, it takes time and good planning to develop this sector sustainably. Therefore, we are keen to support Indonesia in this sector, and we see great opportunities in this bilateral cooperation between our two countries.
This new partnership is to support Indonesia's existing policy framework, namely the National Circular Economic Roadmap 2025 to 2045 that targets five sectors: food, textile, electronics, construction, and plastic packaging. Dikadean Ananda, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia's Germany launch in circular to boost circular economy. The Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed that the Indonesian Consulate General in Hong Kong is closely monitoring the situation of Indonesian citizens in the Wang Fu Court residential area in Taipo following the major fire that struck the apartment complex. In a statement delivered in Jakarta on Tuesday, Foreign Ministry spokesperson Yvonne Mewengkang said,
"The Indonesian Consulate in Hong Kong continues to coordinate with local authorities and other relevant parties to monitor the situations and provide further assistance to affected Indonesian nationals, including temporary shelter and logistical support at the KJRI Hong Kong building. The consulate has also contacted the families of the affected Indonesian citizens to convey our deepest condolences, provide clarity on the situations, and inform them of the next step in the handling process."
She emphasized that the Foreign Ministry is ensuring continued coordination by KJRI, the two deceased Indonesian migrant workers, and the fulfillment of their rights. The large fire that struck the Wang Fu Court complex on Wednesday has widespread impact, with the reported death toll reaching 94 people as of Friday morning. No additional Indonesian casualties have been reported. PMI were confirmed dead and two others injured, one who has been discharged from the hospital while the other remains in stable condition awaiting repatriation. The Foreign Ministry report that the Indonesian Consul General in Hong Kong, together with the Indonesian Citizens Protection Task Force, revisited several shelters to meet Indonesian citizens and distribute essential supplies to both Indonesian and the other affected residents. KJRI is also conducting intensive coordination with the Hong Kong government, NGOs, and Indonesian Migrant Workers Organization, and also the Indonesian diaspora community, to ensure proper assistance for victims and support for all affected Indonesian nationals. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
word of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia. Bogor, there are many interesting tourism destinations. If you are a lover of water tourism, the Terrace Tepus Valley Waterfall can be your next tourism destination. Tepus Valley is located within the Mount Halimun Salak National Park area. You will feel the cool air and shady forest trees around the Tepus Valley Waterfall. The location of this valley is in Pasir Rengit, Gunung Sari, Bogor Regency, West Jawa. The distance from the Tepus Valley from Bogor City is about 30 kilometers and takes about 1 hour 30 minutes.
For a vacation to Tepus Valley, you will be charged 10,000 rupiah. Parking rates for motorbikes are 5,000 rupiah and 10,000 rupiah for cars. The Tepus Valley waterfall is not too high, only a few meters. The waterfall has a terrace counter. These levels are formed naturally. Tepus Valley also has typical mountain water, which is clean, clear, and turquoise in color. The water is accommodated in a pool made of natural rock. You can enjoy the freshness of the Tepus Valley water by soaking in the water pool. If you don't want to play in the water, you can take selfies at this waterfall. This destination has provided several spots that can be used as photo backgrounds for visitors. You can also relax and enjoy the atmosphere around the beautiful Tepus Valley with cool air. In the Tepus Valley, you can also camp. There is a camping ground provided for tourists. Tepus Valley has quite complete tourism facilities, namely prayer rooms, toilets, gazebos, and food stalls.
Sampai keluar air mata. You never learn,
I never learn. Maaf, maafan, cuma pas lagi lebaran. Ya kenapa?
Ya gak apa-apa sih. You won't believe the day I had.
Oh no, what happened this time?
I ate too much, now I look bad.
I'm sure you look fine.
Make me cry, scream and fight.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
For still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
RRI Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, the island of Kalimantan, also known as Borneo, is a place rich with nature, endemic species, culture, and rivers. In South Kalimantan, rivers are the foundation of both life and economy. People of South Kalimantan use the abundant number of rivers for economy and tourism, one of which is the Martapura River Floating Market, also known as Lok Baintan Floating Market. Lok Baintan Floating Market lies above the body of Martapura River, Sungai Pinang Village, Sungai Tabuk Sub-District, Banjar, where traders would sell their goods on boats along the river. It is a bustling and crowded place. The market opens every day from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. Central Indonesian time, and is usually the busiest around 6 to 7 a.m. Some traders are open for barter, but for tourists, you still need to pay with money. To travel across Lok Baintan Floating Market, you can rent a klotok or motorized boat. The traders of Lok Baintan Floating Market are mostly female farmers wearing tanggui, a traditional South Kalimantan hat made of rumbia or sago palm leaves. They sell handicrafts, vegetables, fruits, fish, and traditional foods such as soto banjar and ketupat kandangan. You can eat these foods and other traditional snacks right on the boat. The uniqueness of the market and enthusiasm from tourists keeps the market alive every year. If you want to try having a meal or buying handicrafts on a boat, you should go to Lok Baintan Floating Market in Banjarmasin, South Kalimantan. Listener, that is Indonesian wonder of Lok Baintan Floating Market, South Kalimantan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Hello everyone, my name is Ray, and today we're going to learn about the Indonesian alphabet. Let's begin. A. 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 Which can be used for ayam, anak, and alam. Let's continue. B, 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 which can be used for bak, batik, and Bali. That's it for now, and see you in another episode.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I will present a song from Sugi Bornean. Sugi Bornean is an Indonesian indie pop music group that was formed in April 2019. This group consists of Fanny Sugiharto on the vocal, Aditya Ilyas on the guitar, and Bagas Prasetyo on the guitar. They have released a mini album titled Atma in 2020. One of their singles titled Asma Librasi was in second place on Spotify Weekly Top Songs Indonesia on October 7, 2022. The name Sugi is taken from the Javanese word Sugi, which means rich. Meanwhile, Bornean means Kalimantan, which is the hometown of the vocalist Fanny Sugiharto. The song entitled Asma Librasi often appears on music platforms and becomes the sound video in TikTok or Instagram Reels. This song is their second single, which was released on July 21, 2019. Having a beautiful and poetic lyrics, this song tells about the sweet love of a couple who are having a more serious relationship because they can complete each other. Well, listener, here is Sugi Bornean with the song Asma Librasi. Happy listening!
Of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany. Let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Indonesian pop and regional songs, international musical entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Siapa yang bisa buatku begini? Gila, ini bahagia apa menderita? Langit lagi bagus-bagusnya, tapi bagiku biasa saja. Dia buatku terkesima.
Mengapa mu tak berani menciummu? Apalagi mata pendek lutut kaki gemetarku berdiri. Kalau sampai ku
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
yakin dirimu rela menantiku di sana bila memang kau jatuh cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Kau yang tiba, datang tanpa ku minta. Tiba-tiba, hilang satu cinta. Terlalu lama, demam ku pikirkannya. Di mana letak salahnya? Kau pikirkan apa ku sendiri. Ku lepas kacamata, apa kau lebih suka? Ku yang tak mau kalah, tapi untukmu ku mengalah. Ku telan sajalah, itu kan yang kau mau. Memang aku yang salah, suka cari masalah. Salah ku setengahnya, berharap pada
gue.
Yaelah Inggris, gue udah jalan, bentar lagi nyampe.
I have your location. You haven't even left.
Sering ku merasa kau buatku putus asa.
Argumen berulang kok masih di sini aja.
Tiap hari Tom and Jerry sibuk kau di sana sini.
Bersama-sama. Ya lagi.
Make me cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three,
oh. You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till it's done, it's done.
Yeah, it's us, we make up, got a friend in me.
My friend of me.
Canda berlebihan sampai keluar air mata. You never learn,
I never learn.
Maaf, maafan cuma pas lagi lebaran. Ya kenapa?
Ya gak apa-apa sih.
You won't believe the day I had.
Oh no, what happened this time?
Now I look bad.
I'm sure you look fine.
Make me cry, scream and fight like we're enemies. You really know how to drive me crazy. That's just us, we make up, got a friend in me.
One, two, three,
four. You're my friend in me.
When it's bad, we pick up the pieces.
When it's good, we can love till it's done, it's done.
Yeah, it's us, we make up, got a friend in me.
VOI listener, that's a wrap today's program of English service from Voice of Indonesia. If you have any feedback to send, you can send it to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, or send a direct message, mention us on social media, Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us as well on TikTok at VOI_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And you can also reach us on WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130, +62 821 2381 2130. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now.